covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Huber.
Hey, let me say something here. Let me say something here, and that is, by the way, if I had been Al Franken facing the same circumstances, I wouldn't have resigned. I don't think Al Franken should have resigned. I mean, if you look at it, okay, he's a cad. His boorish behavior is repugnant. He's like the kissing bandit or some. I just hope his breath wasn't as raunchy as his behavior. But the point is, he deserves due process like anybody else. I would not have stepped down. I think Al Franken, you know, deserves his chance to be heard, to face his accusers, to get to the bottom of it. Censure? Okay, maybe censure in the Senate, but a forced resignation? No, there's a reason for this. This is political suicide to help ensure that the Democrats can use him to bludgeon the President of the United States. It's Free for All Friday. Your thoughts on that? 888-900-9966. We start with Matt in Okemos. Matt, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to say, when the cause becomes more important than the truth, the individual rights become less important than the group's. Meaning the group was Hillary Clinton, the cause, and Trump, their truth. They didn't have no truth in their message. It was all about groupthink.
It's all about bringing down this president. That's what it's about. At any cost. It's Trump at any cost. It doesn't matter what. It's Trump at any cost. They don't care. At any rate, yep. Matt, thank you for checking in. Free for All Friday. If you missed it yesterday, you missed some really important testimony in Congress. Really important testimony about the truth of what's going on here. And Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan took off the gloves. The new FBI director, Christopher Wray, was testifying before the House committee. And Jordan laid out a devastating series of allegations against the FBI and their super agent, Peter Strzok, who was removed from special counsel Bob Mueller's team back in August. We are told for sending anti-Trump messages to his lover, another FBI attorney. But Jordan isn't buying the explanation why Strzok was canned, but says that can be solved. And I want you to hear this. It's long. It's important. Here's Jim Jordan of Ohio. Go.
Here's what I think, Director Wray. I think Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI, Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, did all the interviews, Peter Strzok, the guy who was running the Russian investigation at the FBI, Peter Strzok, Mr. Super Agent at the FBI, I think he's the guy who took the application to the FISA court. And if that happened, I mean, think if this happened, if you had the FBI working with a campaign, the Democrats' campaign, taking opposition research, dressing it all up and turning it into an intelligence document and taking it to the FISA court so they could spy on the other campaign. If that happened, that is as wrong as it gets. And you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. You could clear it all up. You could clear it all up for all of us here, all the Congress who wants to know, and frankly, all of America who wants to know. You could clear it all up by release. We sent you a letter 2 days ago. Just release the application. Tell us what was in it. Tell us if I'm wrong. But I don't think I am. I think that's exactly what happened. And if it did, it is as wrong as it can be. And people who did that need to be held accountable.
Congressman, we will not hesitate to hold people accountable after there has been an appropriate investigation, independent and objective, by the Inspector General into the handling of the prior matter. And based on that, I will look at all available remedies, depending on what the facts are when they are found. As to the access to the dossier, that's something that is a subject of ongoing discussion between my staff and the various intelligence committees.
There's nothing prohibiting you, Director. Is there anything prohibiting you from showing this committee what was presented to the FISA court? The application you all put together at the FBI that was presented to the FISA court. Is there anything preventing you from showing us that?
The time the gentleman has expired, the Director can respond.
I do not believe that I can legally and appropriately share a FISA court submission with this committee.
I'm talking about what the FBI put together, not what the court had. What you took there, what was the process put together, what you presented, what you took to the court.
When I sign FISA applications, which I have to do almost every day of the week, they are all covered with a classified information cover. So that's part of why
is it likely that Peter Strzok played a part in the application presented to the FISA court?
The gentleman's time has expired. However, I do want to follow up on your last response to the gentleman. This committee, the House Judiciary Committee, has primary jurisdiction over the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court.
Yeah.
So any request for documents coming to any part of the Congress should include the House Judiciary Committee, and if it is classified in any way, shape, or form, it can be provided to us in a classified setting. But that is information that we are very much interested in,
Mr. Chairman,
very much want to receive.
Just a question to you, the chairman. Yeah, I don't think there's anything prohibiting the FBI from giving us what they used to put together what was taken to the FISA court. That's what we're asking for, and there is nothing prohibiting him from doing that.
I don't think there is either.
There you go. Here's the point of all of that. Long, but let me explain it to you because it's important that you understand this. Peter Strzok, super agent, as Jim Jordan called him, the guy that hates Donald Trump in his pillow talk with his FBI lover, the attorney, those two getting together and bashing Trump. But that's not why he was fired, is Jordan's point. He was fired or demoted or gotten out of the way because he's the guy that took the information of the FBI from the FBI of the GPS Fusion dossier. This phony document created by Christopher Steele, paid for by the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign to the tune of just over $13 million. It was put together in an effort to smear Donald Trump, but nobody cared about the dossier until Donald Trump won the election. Then, of course, the dossier became very important. Well, the FISA warrant had to be predicated on something. So Jordan's saying that they dressed up this dossier, this manufactured, paid-for opposition research, and ran that over to the FISA court and said, hey, look, we need to be able to spy on America using information gathered by a foreign spy paid for by Hillary Clinton, paid for by the Democratic National Committee, and they've got the smoking gun because they've got the FISA warrant application. All we have to do is see it. All we have to do is see it to know the truth. Free for All Friday. We'll be right back.